Hi, I'm Atticus, and you might know my mom, Heather, from Shine.fm. This is the Shine.fm Momcast. Today, my mom is talking to Mindy Von Gunten, and here's my mom.
Thanks so much for joining us on the Momcast today. I am joined by Mindy Von Gunten. You are a mom, and you have a couple jobs. You like to call yourself a boss babe because you are an Arbonne independent consultant, plus you work for a company in Lansing, Michigan called Block Imaging, but that is not what we are going to talk about today. So you and I, over the last probably few months, have talked quite a few times about how it is hard for us to receive.
That is true.
So talk to me about like what it does for you to give as a mom and why you think it's so hard for you to receive.
Well, I feel like as a mom, I feel like a responsibility to be the caretaker, be the giver. Like, this is my job. And so if I have to ask for help, then I'm not really doing my job.
That's interesting. You and I have also talked about the fact that you and I struggle with this too, feeling like everything has to be perfect. Do you think that there's like a root of that in there as well? I mean, that's kind of what it sounds like to me.
Yep, for sure. I think there's this perfectionist thing. I like things to be done well. Sometimes it's hard to ask for help because I'm like, I'll just do it myself. It'll get done the way I want it to be done. It'll probably get done faster. I'll just do it.
Do you think that other people don't have to ask for help? Do you think that other moms like have it all together? Is that why you feel like you have to reach? Is it a comparison thing?
You know, I don't really think it's a comparison thing.
Okay.
It's a Mindy thing. Don't spit out the tea.
I understand.
I think it's just how I'm wired. I mean, I do some comparison. That's a good word. Comparing, but I don't think that's what's really driving me.
See,
it's
I think
internal excellence thing.
Okay.
For me.
See, I think it's I look at other people and I'm like, oh well, they. I mean, because I've gone to your house before, and your house is always like, you know, you like one time I was over at Mindy's house and she was like, hey, would you guys like to see, you know, the rest of the house? And I thought to myself, there is no way I would ever do that because our house is, I mean, our kids' rooms are a mess. And so in one way I was inspired because the next time I had a chance, I deep cleaned our master bathroom because I was like, her master bath was just, you know, spotless. But I think for me, it is a comparison thing. Like I feel like, well, other moms are doing it. They can work and they can take care of their family and cook meals every night and they can have it all together. So I think there could be, we both could be representative of different moms, but recently you have really felt like God's calling you to receive. Talk about that.
Can I talk about, you want the story behind that?
Yeah, sure.
Like the prophetic word?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. It might be out there for some people, but okay.
That's all right.
So I was at a women's retreat last February and with one of my best friends, and they had a time where the leaders and different people had been praying and saying that they had some words for some people that were attending. So there was like 160 women there, and this woman grabbed this microphone and is like, I have a word for this woman. And she's trying to find me in the crowd, and finally she figures out that it's me. Mm-hmm. And she came and said, what I heard the Lord say for you was that you need to start receiving, that you've been giving and giving, and you now need to start receiving where you won't have anything left to give, and that he has buckets and buckets for you. And I was like,
when was this again?
February.
Last February. So how has that gone for you? Because I have to say, knowing you in my life, you are not receiving very well, my friend.
I mean, the funny thing was that when the retreat was over, I'm sitting with my girlfriend in her car, and I just said, like, that word is not really, I just don't, I mean, I think it's true, but part of me is like, I don't really see that as that I've been giving, or that I've been giving, because I'd come off of a season where I felt like I had been giving, and I had been doing a lot when we lived overseas, and we were really involved in a church, and I was doing ministry, and then coming back to the States and trying to do some other things, and they kind of fell apart. And then I just have been kind of doing nothing of that nature. No ministry. No ministry outside of my family,
right,
kind of thing. And so for this person to be like saying, like, you've been giving and giving, I was like, no, I haven't. And she basically rebuked me.
Your friend did.
My friend did. That's what I wrote in my journal. And then Sarah rebuked me.
That's awesome.
And was like, you know what I was praying for you for this retreat? I was praying that you would come and you wouldn't say, I'm good. You would receive something from this retreat. So I was like, oh. And I was like, oh, that's the velvet hammer. Like, yep, okay. And so initially I was like, okay, Lord, how can I start receiving? Like, what do you have for me? Like, you know. And that was probably a few weeks. And then I just kind of put that on the shelf. I forgot about it. Life got busy. But recently that came to my mind again.
Mm-hmm. And someone, so you've expressed to me and to some other friends of ours that you've been feeling very overwhelmed. And this tends, mm-hmm. from my perspective as a friend of yours, it's almost cyclical for you. Mm-hmm. Like, oh no, I'm good. And then all of a sudden I'll get a text from you that says, oh my gosh, you guys, I'm so overwhelmed. I just have all this stuff to do. And then like you'll go through a week where you're totally fine. And then I'm getting another Voxer from you that says, oh, I'm so overwhelmed. I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And so you had someone come to you and say, what can I do to help? I mean, first off, like, I feel like God's handing you this on a silver platter and going, mm-hmm. okay, if you're not going to choose this for yourself, I'm going to bring it to you. Mm-hmm. And so part of it was meal prepping, and mm-hmm. you almost didn't take her up on it, right? Like,
that is correct.
Why is that?
Well, because my girlfriend said, I had texted her like, hey, I'm like something like I'm really crazy and I'm just trying to stay afloat right now, because a lot of, and you know how it is sometimes. There's seasons where it's like super busy.
Yeah.
Like September, October has been crazy, yeah. with a lot of different things with, and I only have one kid, so I can't even imagine what it's like for moms with two or three or four.
Right.
But she like said, hey, I would love to help. Like, what can I do? And I'm like, I'm good. It's okay.
That's like, I think, right? I'm going to not allow you to say that anymore.
I know.
It's because it's not necessarily true.
So it's like, but I really had this like check in my spirit, like, okay, what if I let her help me? Like, she happens to be a great cook, and she loves to cook and she loves to bake. And I'm thinking, hey, I think partly too, it was the thought of, I'm going to do this meal prepping. And when I've done it in the past, which is only a few times, but it's glorious. It is a lifesaver preparing ahead, you know, but I didn't have everything organized for this. So I just had bought a bunch of stuff and it's not really in order. So mm-hmm. I felt like to invite her over to cook and I didn't really have it organized.
Okay. Again, like, it has to be perfect.
I don't want
to. I mean, I'm just saying that's kind of where you're at. Like, well, I had bought all this stuff and I hadn't had it organized. And what I hear from you is I had to be perfect. But anyway.
So that's when I was like, you know what? I'm going to just say yes to her. So I wrote back and I was like, you know what? Maybe you could help me with the meal prepping. And she said, you know what? I could come over and we could catch up. And I knew that that would probably be a blessing for both of us besides the cooking part. So I thought, right. You know what? Yes, this is like a win on multiple ends. Then I got really crazy, Heather, because then I thought, you know, I was telling my husband's mom, same thing, like a few days before that, like, hey, it's a little crazy here. We're doing all this stuff, ministry stuff, young life, whatever. So she was like, oh, what can I do for you? And I was like joking, like, oh, you could, you know, too bad you can't come up here and drive 2 hours and make some meals for me. That would mm-hmm. be great.
Right.
But then later on, I was thinking, after I said yes to my one friend, who, by the way, is coming over tonight to help me.
So we're going to get that done.
We're going to get that done.
We said yes, and we're going to get that done.
But I was thinking, I told my husband, like, you know what? I was kind of sharing with him, like, I'm going to start trying to receive more. I'm like, I'm going to have Marianne come over. She's going to help me do this stuff. And I thought, you know what? Maybe I could ask your mom. Like, I could send her some recipes. Like, I'm going to send you money, or I'll do shipped, or I'll do whatever. You make some food for us.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, well, when we meet again, like, it's frozen. And
right.
That would probably make her feel good to help me. I haven't done it yet.
Okay.
But it's on my mind.
But do you think that, like, as you say yes more, because you were also telling me before we started recording about someone who, like, fall is your favorite season and you haven't had a chance to go get, like, your pumpkins yet. And you had someone say to you, well, I would go and get you pumpkins. And you were like, no, I'm good. Quote unquote, mm-hmm. I'm good.
Yep.
And you said, what if I said yes every time someone offered to help me? Like, what does that look like for you? What feelings come up when you do that? Like, how could you actually put that into practice?
It's hard. you know, the thought of doing that is hard. But like, again, when that happened today, when this girl at work said this to me, and my initial response was like, no, I'm not going to do that.
Right.
She's got way more going on than me. Like, you know, I'm working part-time. She's working full-time. Like,
right.
But that thought came up, like, what would happen? It's almost like the Holy Spirit just said, what would happen if every time you said yes, at least for this season or whatever.
Right, right.
And I was like, I kind of sat with that for a few minutes. I thought, okay. Okay, Lord, I'm going to say yes within reason.
Right.
When somebody offers, I am going to not do what I normally do. I'm going to do the opposite because I feel like he has been really clear that I need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel I'm robbing myself of some sort of blessing.
Right.
By not being obedient. Like, this is what he told me to do. So I stinking do it.
Right.
And so I told my friend, like, I texted her, like, you know, an hour later, like, hey, I think I'm gonna take you up on that offer about go get me some pumpkins, and I'm trying to receive and it's hard. But so her cute little response back to me was, I got you, boo. And I thought it was totally adorable
because it's around Halloween.
It's about Halloween. Yeah. She loves Halloween and pumpkins. And I thought, you know what? Probably every time I see those pumpkins, which I haven't gotten yet, but you know, she's gonna go do it today.
Right.
I was thinking, man, you know what? First of all, I am not robbing her of a blessing. To be a blessing to somebody else.
Right.
And every time I see that, I'm going to feel like, wow, I'm going to feel such a warmth to her for helping me out. Right. And like, again, how I feel like people probably feel about me again.
Right.
There's probably, let's dig a little deeper.
Yeah.
Heather.
Okay. Let's go.
I feel like there's a pride issue. You know, there's like, I got to be in control of everything, you know? And, so I think the performance of things. I mean, this is things that I've delved into before, but yeah. So I'm like going to try to break that. And it was really hard even to get my family to help me. Partly because I have been a stay-at-home mom, ever since my son was born. So that's been 15 and a half years of being a full-time stay-at-home mom, even though I had a business on the side, it was totally, I could work it around my schedule.
Right.
So when I went back to work about a year and a half ago, I was still doing everything because that's what I do, right? I'm doing all the cooking, all the cleaning, all the, you know, whatever.
That's what a lot of moms do. They work and do all of that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so before it was like, that's fair. If my husband's going to go off to work and I'm staying at home, it's not really fair to be like, hey, I watched Gilmore Girls all day and now could you help me do the meals and do some cleaning? That's not cool.
Right.
But if I'm working as well, now we're talking more about some equitable in the jobs. And so, but it was really hard for me to like say, I need some help. I need whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In fact, this reminds, I'm kind of rambling, but
no,
I
go
remember
ahead.
Tristan saying to me, it's my son, 15 and a half. Cause I had told him about that word and he had said to me at one point, Mom, you need to stop stressing out and just ask for help. I'm happy to help you. I just need to know what to do. So yeah, but that was again a few months ago, but it has still been really hard. I'm a work in progress, but I do think too that my family is starting to step up a little bit more and do some more things. But like, seriously, let them like clean the bathrooms and to do all this stuff. It was hard because again, perfectionism,
right?
I'm not really doing my job. If I was really, you know,
right. I think I think that is all. No, I think it was really good. And I think that you're not that there's going to be a lot of women listening who are going to be able to relate to that. I think for us here, even though I have stayed at home quite a bit and worked on and off, I hate cleaning, hate it. There's nothing about it that brings me joy until it's over. And so I've always incorporated our kids into that because I was like, you're making these messes, like where you're going to be a part of cleaning them up, which is kind of harsh, but we've just always worked that into, our scheme of things. So, but when there have been times when, you know, my husband wasn't working and I was working, we've had to have conversations about, well, what can you do, kind of take off of my plate. But in a lot of ways too, we've looked at our kids at 15 and 13 and 12 and said, you know, what can they do? And that's where like 2 years ago we just decided they all could do their own laundry, like they had enough clothes and they could do a full load. So just things like that where they could start to do some of that stuff on their own. But I think for you, getting back to the whole like receiving thing, which I struggle with too, and I think there's a lot of women who struggle with, we are totally excited motivated to feel needed and to feel like we are somebody because we can help somebody else mm-hmm. out. Like there's, like you said, a pride thing. Oh, well, they needed help and I could help them. And it's not necessarily a huge negative thing, but I think there is a lot of pride that we get from being mm-hmm. like someone who swoops in and helps somebody else mm-hmm. out, when in actuality, we all need help. Like mm-hmm. I just was sharing with you, there was a mom who called me just last night asking if I could help out with rides for her two sons for something with a sport that we're both involved in. And last week I was gone for a fundraiser and had to ask people for help with my kids. It's a two-way street, and I feel like I don't like to do that. I do not like to ask people for help. Mm-hmm. And I think, but I'm more than willing to help someone if I can. So right. I've got to start to live in some of that freedom as well. And I think that you'll find that freedom as well as you say, yeah, sure. Yeah, you can do that. Yeah, mm-hmm. sure, I'll let you do that, and not feel like it has to be perfect or that you're a failure. You're not, you know, performing as a mom or whatever when you, right. you know, don't meet those standards. So I hope that you will maybe come back in maybe a couple months to the podcast and share with us about how you have felt like you found some freedom in that. Would you be willing to do that and see how that goes and what you've learned?
I would love to do that.
Okay, awesome. Well, thanks for hanging out with us today.
You are so welcome.
That was